Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Bradbury is here, too. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend, one of the smartest guys I know. He helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace through the work that he does one-on-one and as a thought leader that where all of us can benefit from his work, including through his book, Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here, John. Okay. I one of the things I like to joke about is when we start a business for a long, long time, and sometimes even after 20-something years for me, John, I still look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? and so... when you get when the entrepreneurial sap starts rising in your bark, weird funny things happen, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, it's interesting you use the terms feeling and thinking, because a lot of research these days shows how sometimes there's not much difference between what we're feeling and what we're thinking. That
which could be a dangerous scenario, right?
There's no replacement for passion in business. Obviously, we all who are trying to build businesses out there have to have a lot of drive and aspiration, and it can be thrilling at times. That's important. It's like I liken it to playing golf. You know, sometimes you wonder why you ever picked up the game of golf, but you hit that one beautiful shot on the 18th hole, and that's what brings you back. But
I use the example of little babies. You know, there's right. A reason God made them smell so good and be so sweet and cuddly. You know, you change one dirty diaper, and you know that might change things, right? And so
that's right.
So
that's right.
Our businesses are kind of like that, aren't they?
They are. They are our babies. And when we, as you know, I spend a lot of time focused on leadership and what underlies entrepreneurial performance. And so some of that has to do with basic business factors, but a lot of it has to do with us and what is the quality of the decisions we make. And so I've been working lately on this, pulling together some research on what happens to your brain on entrepreneurship. And as we've talked about before, when we adopt a belief, which could be a belief in a product or an idea or some kind of great business idea that we have, that changes our brain. It changes our brain at a neurological level.
Really?
There have been studies that have been shown, and actually some of these studies were done on religious practitioners. So having a brain scan conducted of, say, religious Franciscan nuns, for example, during prayer, and other religious practitioners, have shown that beliefs don't just exist in the vapor; they are neurologically real, and they change the structure of our brain in ways that these changes reinforce the very beliefs that created them.
And they cause us to perform in different ways, don't they?
They do. They cause us to be very steadfast in times of adversity, right? But they also allow us to make sense of the world. We systematically pick certain information from our field of vision or sound, and there's something called the confirmation bias, which is a well-known cognitive bias.
Right.
We tend to take in information in ways that matches our preconceptions, and that can be good or bad if you're running a business, right?
That's the story. That's the story that Joel Barker talks about when he talks about how paradigms, how we work, live our world through paradigms.
And, absolutely.
And the paradigms that we are our paradigms. Let's align the information through, but if it doesn't align, we block it out, even if maybe we should allow it in.
That's right. And if I think a new product idea is a can't-miss product, right, and I'm going to pour a lot of money into producing it, and if I go out and ask a bunch of people what they think about it, what do you think is going to tend to happen?
You're going to get some honest answers, but you're going to get more than one.
You're going to get more than one, and you're going to get probably a lot of polite people who are going to say, well, that seems pretty good, but did you think about X?
Right.
What am I going to pay attention to? I'm going to pay attention to what they say that reinforces my belief.
You're only going to hear the first part. Well, it sounds pretty good, but
right.
All after everything before the but is what you hear.
And you've made this
so
point
that's where the danger is, right? Because if entrepreneurial thinking, if entrepreneurial juices make you think in a different way, if that causes you to have more faith in yourself, to be more persistent, more tenacious, et cetera, that's a good thing. But it could also turn you down some roads that are not good, right?
That's right. And you've made the point many times, Jim, that the most important feedback you can get from your customers is payment, right?
Right, right.
So if you really want to test your assumption about a product, go out and try to get some pre-orders for it. You know, see who
well,
the right
and I always said that the second happiest day of my life when I started the show was to get my first major corporate sponsor. And the reason it wasn't, then the most happiest day of my life was when they came back the second year and renewed.
Exactly. That's the most important milestone
right.
for a business.
When they come back.
Right. So the fact that, we think we're making rational decisions, and this not only applies to passionate entrepreneurs, it applies
right.
to, as Joel Barker made the point, it applies to scientists and extremely analytic people. A lot of research has shown lately that no matter how logical we think we're being, our decisions are ultimately still influenced by the most ancient parts of our brain, the
right.
parts that are driven by fear. And
right, the reptilian brain. Yeah,
exactly. And so,
yeah.
what does
and
that
so
mean
you
for
have to
business
you owner? Have to be aware of that, folks. You have to recognize that what John's explaining to you is realize that you're in a different state of mind when you're on an entrepreneurial quest. You're in a different state of mind that could be very powerful for you, but could also be a little bit dangerous for you.
It's
you're holding something
state.
Very exciting and very volatile. Be careful with it. We're going to talk a little bit more about this with our good friend John Bradbury after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.